Welcome to Time with Abba, Depression Out, Daily Devotion Podcast. Today is October 15, Tuesday, 2019, day 287. Today's topic, Lord, save me. Silence. Put on your bricks and stop for a moment of silence. Wait for God. Breathe deep for God's peace and feel His presence. Exhale your worries. Praise and thanksgiving. Think through your day, all the times that made you smile. Thank God for all those moments and for all those people. Confession and repentance. Pray for the Holy Spirit to shine on you that you are able to discover your sins and be willing to repent. Let's pray together. Dear Holy Spirit, shine your light into the places of darkness in my life. Show me my sins, everything that blocks me from encountering God. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Through the Holy Spirit, examine yourself for a short silence. Let's pray together. Dear Lord Jesus, thank you for dying on the cross for our sins and being victorious over death and sin. I confess my sin to you. Forgive my sins by your blood and help me follow you. Holy Spirit, fill me that I may be able to receive your gift to love God and His people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. The Word Time with Abba. Today's four passages are Psalm 116 verses 1 to 6. Jeremiah chapter 26 verse 1 to chapter 27 verse 22. Second Thessalonians chapter 3 verses 1 to 18. Proverbs 25 verse 16. Today's main passages, we have two. The first one is Psalm 116 verses 1 to 6. I love the Lord, for He heard my voice. He heard my cry for mercy. Because He turned His ear to me, I will call on Him as long as I live. The cords of death entangled me. The anguish of the grave came over me. I was overcome by distress and sorrow. Then I called on the name of the Lord. Lord, save me. The Lord is gracious and righteous. Our God is full of compassion. The Lord protects the unworthy. When I was brought low, He saved me. Second passage, Jeremiah chapter 26, verses 12 to 13. Then Jeremiah said to all the officials and all the people, "The Lord sent me to prophesy against this house and this city, all the things you have heard. Now reform your ways and your actions and obey the Lord your God. Then the Lord will relent and not bring the disaster He has pronounced against you." Let's have a time to be still and give the Holy Spirit space to speak through the passages we have just read. Offer this time up to Jesus as you listen to Him. My listening. The topic I received today is, Lord, save me. I have cried out, Lord, save me, numerous times in the past many years, in the midst of great danger and sufferings. Not one time the Lord did not come to save me. I think that's how David experienced. That's why David starts Psalm 116 proclaiming, I love the Lord. Many people think that when there is someone believe in Jesus is when they face great danger or sufferings and they are not that bad, so they do not need to believe in Jesus so soon. Maybe when they are really in the worst state of their life. But from today's Jeremiah, we can see that even people are facing death and they did not repent. May you, because of your continuous experiencing Jesus' salvation, you love Him more and more, willing to reform your ways and actions more and more like Him. Let us pray. Dear Abba Father, help us to be willing to reform our ways and actions more and more because we have continuously experiencing Jesus' saving act. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Reflect on these questions. Number one, what kind of inspiration and invitation have you received from today's message? Number two, what is your next step to be willing to reform your ways and actions more and more because you have continuously experiencing Jesus' saving act? Family Corner, find an opportunity to share with your family the importance of today's message. May the Lord bless you all.